Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. Welcome to our third class tonight on the blessing of illumination and direct transmission. Okay, we're gathering, and so we're settling in. The energy is very powerful tonight again. So do your best to settle into your sacred space within. Let's begin with dropping into the heart center. And allowing the love energy, the universal love energy, to waft through your being. This is an act of self-care, self-nourishment, replenishment with deep respect for the human being. With gratitude for being here in this dimension with Mother Earth and Father Sun. How often do we have a sense of respect for this dimension? And it's different than gratitude. It's a sense of honor and respect for a space that allows us to feel love and communion in a very material way, coherent way. And believe it or not, we are in a very deep, coherent state to be able to manifest as a material reality. Let's greet Mother Earth as if we were meeting her in a new way tonight. Being in a new frequency with new eyes, new senses. Possibly in a new way for yourself that's beyond the story, beyond any kind of association we've had with her. And just allow Allow for newness, allow for the unknown. You know, we've spent so much time in our in each of our lifetimes yearning to return to the pure light and the pure love, pure unity. But now the way the frequencies are shifting on the planet, we're able to have a new perspective and a new view. And that is the view of deep honor and respect for this dimension. And the coherence, sensing the coherence between of something that has become manifest in this dimension. So something cannot coagulate into a structured material form. We're all in some kind of crystalline form without coherence. And so we are getting a new perspective on ourselves and the realms we are living in and sharing together. This is rearranging all of our cellular structure and our molecules and atoms from the conditioning that they've been in for many thousands of years. And with the shifts in the planetary alignments, there's just huge perspectives and vistas opening that we've just never had access to before. So we need to learn to allow the unknown in, the new, the fresh, the wonder, wondering what is new and fresh. How can we find a new place to be within ourselves, about our world? There we go. Now we're settling into that newness. So the being that entered our consciousness last week is very strongly present here with that consciousness, and that's part of why we're able to shift into this new perspective. That may be the first time in our lives we're able to resonate with the earth realm. Take a few deep breaths and stretch and kind of get yourself more relaxed. We'll greet Mother Earth in our new way, connecting as a whole. Consciousness. So we're even connecting beyond a flow up and down. We're connecting in a wholeness. With the entire realm of Mother Earth. And so Mother Earth and Father Sun are together in this realm, and that wholeness extends to Father Sun, to the elements, the directions. And a sense of wholeness where you can't divide up the parts, but you experience communion, union, intelligence, awareness, breath. And we're each receiving a transmission. A new frequency. And it's allowing We're all allowing it to settle in because we are in a coherent state already. It's like having a new pulse, a new beam dropped into a root chakra. That will begin to reorganize around. Their old reality is fracturing, and the new reality has not totally settled in. The foundation of it is here, the frequency. So we're in a formative state, which clashes with the old culture. Where we haven't been, we haven't had the space or the time or the support to be in a formative state. Take a moment to contemplate what a formative state might mean for you. Where there's no pressure to be. And you're allowed to discover and uncover and be in process without having to have answers right away, know right away. Answer right away. And feel what that feels like in your body and your cells. What would it be like if you didn't have to be anyone? And all you had to be was in a state of growth, living energy. And the living energy directed, guided your life. And just feel what that feels like in your body. If you can open up to it. Without, don't think about it. Just experience the transmission in your sensing way. And what if behind all the noise, you just want to kneel down and kiss the earth for the experience, pure experience of love? The love that binds you to this dimension. In a sacred matrix that you have found your way to. This is a big turnaround. And believe me, for me, it was a big turnaround. For someone who 50 years ago had a near-death experience and refused to come back to the earth and begged to not be returned to this dimension. But I certainly wasn't powerful enough to make that happen. So I understand what kind of reversal or shift this is. Again, we're sensing the coherence that allowed the creation of this dimension. So we're seeing the spiritual side of the materialistic dimension. And how much intelligence, how much coherence went into creating this dimension, how much harmony and love went into creating this dimension. How much inspiration? So you can relate to the idea of what it takes for you to create something. Like if you're cooking a meal, all the pieces and parts that have to come into resonance to produce a beautiful meal. Or to put a car together. Or to create a melody or a song. To create a computer chip. You know, for everything that's created, there were a million attempts where it didn't come together. And so, this whole earth realm, everything came together. So you are your creation. So that does not eliminate the fact that we're multidimensional, that we are existing on multiple planes of existence, and that they've all collaborated, cooperated, concentrated, meditated to bring your existence as a coherent, resonant being into this realm. So keep the thoughts out of this right now. We want to let this transmission be able to imprint, be received in its pure energetic frequency form. So that you can begin to understand it from the new perspective rather than from the old. I mean, you could try to tear it apart by, taking thoughts about what's going on in the world and saying, well, how could this be? But we need to have this seed, this frequency deeply connected to our beings and starts understanding our world in a new way, from a new frequency, in order to bring about the new geometry, the new matrix. We're shifting frequencies again right now. And the presence of that very powerful being has completed the transmission. And a new presence is joining us. And this frequency is very different. It's like starlight. It's a shining light. It's just showering us with these light frequencies. But in that shower also is a transmission and an intelligence that's vibrating into our being at even a more subtle level. And so we've gotten very good at receiving these transmissions. I appreciate that in you. So we're being bathed by a coherent light. Soothing. Like a light technology. Like a benevolent presence. And your being is resonating with this benevolent presence. Because it's within you. You know this benevolent presence. And we live as if we don't have benevolence. That's our culture has been reduced to that. As if we don't have the support of benevolence. When we have fear, when we're holding on to something too tightly, which we all do, it's part of the earth frequency to hold something tightly. I don't want you to go into shame around that personally. It is a characteristic of the earth domain to hold things together, holding. So, if we hold on to something, it's natural in this realm. And so, this benevolence is also natural to this realm. And so, we can remember to let go and allow the benevolence to flow through us. Replacing anything tight, holding, rigid with something more beautiful. More benevolent is the perfect word for it. And just sense how you live without a sense of benevolence, that if you let go, there's what would happen. But if you knew that you lived in this benevolent space, the benevolence was going to fill in whatever you let go of. What would you live like? How would you live? And you can probably sense the areas in your being that don't have a sense of benevolence. And we want to let that open up like flowers budding and blooming, allowing benevolence to waft through our being to become part of us. Wake up. Feel your palms, feel the activity. Feel your heart, feel your feet. Shift into your energetic state of being. And as best as you can, allow yourself to be energy, frequency. And in this state, new intelligence we have begins to activate in our being. Energy begets energy and intelligence, and it shimmers into areas that have been latent or deadened and starts to bring them alive. And don't try to pick out areas that you believe should be brought alive or you wish they were, or try to direct this. We need to give over to the greater intelligence so that we don't bring an old concept into a new space. So we don't want to project the old consciousness into what the energies are activating in us. So, whatever you think is wrong with yourself, whatever you wish was different, whatever you wish was healed, all of those wishes are in the old limited space. And we're allowing a new frequency in that has greater potential for bringing coherence. Energy light through your being. I'm sure that's a little bit challenging for some of you. But this wave of transformation is so strong that you'll give way to it. Back to benevolence. Benevolence has the whole frequency of support in it. And one of the greatest blessings is to know this, live with it as a living energy, not just a thought, not just faith, but to feel it as part of the makeup of your being. Natural and integrated. And it's a little abstract right now, and it is a transmission and an activation, so you will get to know it better after tonight as it starts to make its appearance in your being. So don't try to conjure it right now, just allow it to be a transmission within you. The living energy is flowing through each one of us tonight beautifully. So take a few deep breaths. The transmission's in process, and we'll just allow that to be. So I'm interested in hearing about how our last class had an impact on you in terms of what was revealed about your fears of enlightenment. Does anyone have anything more to share about that, to contribute to the circle?
This is Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit altered, so
So stay in the altered place and speak from that place.
okay. So when you asked the question, what came right away was the relief that I felt in the discussion about not knowing what, how things would be in the new paradigm, but knowing that they won't be how they were in the old paradigm. So my fears, my the thoughts that I was having that were telling me that something could happen, something might be this certain way, that those were all from the 3D perspective. And so all week, I was able to remind myself that, no, that's not something I know. That's likely not even a possibility because it's those thoughts are part of the old paradigm. So it felt so much better this week in relationship to the those fears that were coming up.
Beautiful. Thank you. Anyone else?
No, that's Russell. I think mine's kind of similar to Lori. Is like my revelation during the class last week was that, wow, that's a lot of fears that we all kind of make up. And for me, I took that into my daily living with everything that was coming up that was going to elicit that old fear response, usually around, I'm not enough or I'm not good enough. And I kind of just flatly discarded it by staying present in the moment and not letting that fear overtake me. So it was subtle, but it was actually pretty profound at the same time.
Oh, that would be a beautiful blessing.
One quick thing to add that just came in is that it also opened me to seeing things from a different perspective that I couldn't see because I was in the fear. So, not necessarily a possibility, but an actuality. Like, seeing that, like actually being able to experience that the fear was inaccurate. So that also felt like, does that make sense?
Absolutely, it's clarity and discernment.
Yeah.
That's what discernment is, and clarity. Seeing, having the shadow break up so that the clarity can come through. And with a new perspective, you can sense how thick that shadow has been. So discernment, that's a word we don't use a lot, but it is very important in the spiritual teachings. It's the experience of breaking through the illusion to a greater truth. And having set the stage through our embodiment and through our grounding to have that become more active in everything we do. And so discernment starts to take on a greater importance. And we start to get better at it. And usually it's symbolized by a sword when you see the Hindu images of a god being with a sword. It's the cutting through of the illusion and the shadow to be freed from the bindings of the illusion and to bring that through in your life, not just as an abstract meditative experience, but as a power in your life, not to use, but to be. To experience. State of intelligence. And so if we have a sense of wanting to use it for our benefit, that means the illusion or the shadow hasn't fully cleared. When we can allow it to be in a pure state. And allow it to reverberate through our being and our earthly being as a pure state, then that is the fulfillment of discernment. And its reward is in the act of discernment.
This is Ananda, and I had had two examples in my mind last week when I was worrying about responsibility. One being the story of Jonah being told to go preach and save the city of Nineveh, right? So he goes in the opposite direction. And the other one was Murshid Sam was given the task of getting 10,000 Americans to chant Allah. And this was back in over 50 years ago, when that just seemed incomprehensible. And what was lovely about that sword of Manjushri was those it cut through the 3D perspective of duality, that there's this struggle between two opposing things. And I would never do anything unless I felt called to do it. So that the unity, the clarity that came in, that I would be acting from a place of unity. And whatever that involved, knowing me, it would involve a lot of joy. It would be an expression of joy.
And so, have you been able to feel that this week?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yay.
Yay.
Here's to joy.
I'm sorry, it's Russell again. When I spoke earlier about presence, I didn't think of it in the way that you shared about the clarity and discernment. But as you spoke, I realized that's what was happening, right? Because if I got out of projecting to the future or ruminating about the past and I was present, that brought in the clarity and the discernment. And then I could act with confidence or just be in a state of confidence and trust. And that was really beautiful. So I'm glad that you articulated it that way. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, and that's a beautiful way of describing it, of how it feels when you're able to access that.
Yeah, there's just so much trust in myself and just, it wasn't like a haughty trust, it was just a knowing kind of trust.
Really central to your being.
Precisely.
Yes.
Beautiful and calming and joyful and peaceful.
Okay, this feels very complete. Unless anyone else has something else they'd like to share, contribute to the circle.
Hi, Sarah. It's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
I had a
I love
really
your picture, by the way. That's a new
I
picture. Yeah.
forget which one it is, actually.
You have a black tank top on.
Oh. Well, I had a really interesting experience Saturday. I felt this kind of electrical energy down at the front, like of my base, and I felt it, really present. And I sat in meditation and grounded, and then I just felt like to connect with it. And I don't know, it just naturally, I just slowed my breathing. Breathed into my abdomen. Again, this was just kind of intuitive. And the energy just started undulating and working around my like whole pelvis. And it felt incredible, like blissful. And then I felt something happen in my heart chakra, almost like a loop went down into my heart chakra. And then I felt something on my crown. And it was really interesting because when I was at the chiropractor this morning, he said to me, something shifted in your like your root, your low back. It's like more balanced. So I don't know what the experience, but I've never had that. Even as I'm speaking about it, I can feel the energy starting to liven in that area. But it was just incredible. It was just like I connected with, like you said, the living energies, and they just, I just allowed them to work through me.
Beautiful. Yes, that's the integrated experience. Beautiful. Heaven
Thank
and earth
you.
together.
Thank you. It was just magical.
Okay, so here we are back to the retreat. We have one spot left. One spot left, one cabin left. So if that's yours, you let me know, okay? Okay. Well, this was a very complete transmission tonight. Don't worry about whatever you felt tonight, if you did or did not feel anything. This is all the going to be, like I say, rippling, shimmering through you, and manifesting in your consciousness and in your being over time now. So it's not necessarily the immediate experience, but it's the long-term shift that will be happening from this. So thank you. And we will meet again next week. I can't believe how fast everything is going, just so fast. And blessings. Don't forget to bless everyone in the group. And throughout the week, bless our group. And by blessing everyone in the group, we create this experience like the sun that just radiates out into all of humanity. So we become very radiant and benevolent, a benevolent presence. Ah, sweetness. Thank you. Many blessings.